USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
22 state attorneys general, led by General Austin Knutson of Montana, are asking the Biden administration to end its draconian vaccine mandate for healthcare workers because it is causing critical staff shortages and is justified with incorrect data. Knutson said the science didn't ever back that the COVID vaccine was ever going to prevent transmission. House Republicans held a press conference Thursday, the morning after officially taking the majority, vowing to investigate the Biden family's business dealings. The evidence on the Biden laptop, they say, ignored under Democrat rule, will now see the light of day. Republicans are concerned President Biden may be compromised with the foreign government, saying he's been lying to the American people about not knowing any of his family's pay-for-play business deals. Taylor Swift's concert tour is getting off to a rocky start. Her ticketing agency is having problems with all the internet traffic as demand is high. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
Ticketmaster is canceling Friday's public sale of concert tickets for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour. The company cites an extraordinarily high demand on ticketing systems. It also says the cancellation is caused by an insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet the demand the sale will generate. This comes as investigations have been launched into Ticketmaster for its handling of the sale of tickets for Swift's The Eras Tour.
The first official day of winter is still a month away, but winter is making its presence known across the United States as lake effect snow piles up in western New York through the weekend. A blast of cold Arctic air will send temperatures downward from the northern Rockies to the southern plains. The Green Bay Packers' woes continue, losing to the Tennessee Titans last night, 27-17. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Robert Clary, a French-born survivor of Nazi concentration camps during World War II, he also played a feisty prisoner of war in the 1960s sitcom Hogan's Heroes, you know, the guy with the French accent. He died Wednesday of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles, California. He was 96. The driver responsible for intentionally running over people during a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last year was handed his sentence. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Jennifer Doro tells Daryl Brooks Jr. his future.
On counts 1 through 6, this court is imposing a life sentence without the possibility or eligibility for extended supervision consecutive to one another.
There's a meat recall in America. Ellie Andrews from our Los Angeles Bureau has more.
Tyson Fresh Meats has recalled about 93,697 pounds of raw ground beef products, saying it may be contaminated with, quote, extraneous materials, specifically reflective mirror light material. This was announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The affected ground beef was produced and shipped to retail locations in Texas, including HEB grocery stores. There have been no confirmed reports of injury or illnesses from the recalled beef.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.